Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. In the fight against rising corona infection figures, Berlin's current SPD state leader, Franziska Giffey, is calling for employees to be required to disclose whether they have been vaccinated, recovered, or tested. She explained yesterday on RBB's InfoRadio that there must be a clearly defined right to information for employers at the federal level, adding, quote, "Every restaurant you come to demands proof of vaccination. To date, employers have not been permitted to do the same. That has to change," unquote. Giffey went on to say that there are clear controls in schools and institutions, and that she believes this must also be implemented in working life. In workplaces, she added, there is a very high risk of infection if it's not clear whether employees have been vaccinated or not, and that only with this information can employers implement protective measures. For the time being, however, Giffey rejects a lockdown for the unvaccinated, as suggested by Green Party leader Robert Habeck. Giffey stated, quote, "In everything we do in this regard, we must also take care that it does not lead to a division of society. We already see that the different regulations are fraught with conflict," unquote. The public health officer in Reinickendorf, Patrick Larscheid, believes that the corona situation will not fundamentally change because of the 2G regulations. He said the only way to fight the pandemic is through vaccinations, and that the measures in place since yesterday are designed to slow the spread of the virus. Larscheid also appealed to those who test positive to warn their contacts themselves, because the health offices aren't able to do the follow-up quickly enough. He emphasized that this is not intended to offload responsibility onto citizens, but that the situation can only be controlled if everyone works together. While we reported previously on the new fine catalog, yesterday, the public order offices of Berlin's 12 districts began a concerted week of enforcing parking violations. As we mentioned before, the penalties for speeding and parking violations have been significantly increased. The regulatory authorities want to take particular action against parking on sidewalks, bike lanes, bus lanes, and double parking. And increased penalties are also to be imposed for cycling on sidewalks. The aim is to increase road safety and make road users aware of the new catalog of fines, and the focus of the checks is on violations that endanger the safety of others. Unauthorized parking on sidewalks and bike paths, in bus lanes or parking lots for e-vehicles now costs at least 55 euros, and if others are obstructed, it can be even more expensive. Airport Chief Aletta von Masenbach announced that more than a year after its opening, aircraft at BER will soon be using both runways. Because of the collapse in passenger numbers during the pandemic, aircraft have so far been taking off and landing only on one of the two runways at a time in a monthly rotation. As we reported previously on Berlin Briefing, the number of takeoffs and landings had grown recently, and as holidaymaker traffic increased, staff shortages and space problems led to chaos during autumn vacations. Von Masenbach went over the causes and possible solutions to the problems at the Federal Ministry of Transport last Thursday. Among other things, the second terminal, which up to now has been unused, is expected to be put into operation at Easter, and the installation of new moving walkways and keeping the toilets cleaner are also high priorities. Due to the pandemic, the airport company has slipped deep into the red and is asking shareholders for 2.4 billion euros until 2026 to remain solvent. As reported by the Senate Interior Administration, on New Year's Eve, fireworks, and related pyrotechnics will again be banned in Berlin at Alexanderplatz and in the Steinmetzkiez on Palaststrasse in Schöneberg. These two prohibition zones are based on hazard prevention via the General Security and the Public Order Act. Per RBB reporting, in the past years, the bans had proven their worth and served to protect police and firefighters, but also other people in the areas. With regard to the current development in the pandemic, the administration stressed that it could not be ruled out that there could be further areas where, on New Year's Eve, the use of fireworks and other pyrotechnics is prohibited for reasons of protection against infection. And this will be decided by the Interior Administration in consultation with the Senate Health Administration at a later date. Last year, because of the pandemic, the purchase of fireworks was banned throughout Germany, and the Senate established 54 zones in large squares, streets, and parks where fireworks were prohibited. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.